This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
So we were talking about, what's that guy's name? Like
Ashton.
Yeah. Ashton so Hall. A long time ago, my son's like, Mom, you got to see this guy. He's such a douchebag. Sorry, but he said that. And I said, what is it? He goes, he's just starting to go viral. He does this thing where this is my morning routine. He goes, he is ripped and shredded or whatever.
Yeah, he's a former college football player.
Yeah. And so my son, I guess, follows him or something. I don't know. And he's like, he has Saratoga water that he pours in a big bowl. He puts ice cubes in it. He puts lemon in it and he dunks his face. And then he puts banana peel all over his face. He does all these push-ups. He jumps in a pool. He like lifts and it's like, this is my morning routine. And it's gone viral. Well, yesterday, Ed Sheeran put out his morning routine, which is pretty funny, right? Okay. He sleeps with a guitar. He drinks hot dog. You know, it's fake. It's a parody.
Yeah. Right.
And so one of the news people are like, that's got to be fake, right? Drew.
So, come on, man.
He saw it. Drew saw it.
Yeah.
And thought, come on, you know.
It's got to be fake.
And yeah, everybody else is saying, really, yeah. Drew? I mean, it's fake. We all know that. It's
yeah. So okay. I was just asking
now,
you guys. Yes.
Can I ask a question real quick here? I've been seeing a lot of other morning routines on there, too, just average, ordinary people. Are those fake or are those real?
I would have to see them. Some people are doing a lot of parodies, but some people are actually showing us their.
Some people, like actual people that are trying to be influencers, they actually do that on a weekly routine.
Yeah, they're showing us their morning routine.
Yeah.
So it's been like a thing, like how I put on my makeup. It's a tutorial.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were talking off the air about our quote unquote morning routine.
Yeah.
Now, as you can imagine, mine is a zoo and there's no routine. It's just pure chaos. Okay. It is like,
That's what I imagine too, because a lot of times you'll forget your phone. And I'm like,
yeah.
I could never walk out of the house and not know where my phone is.
Yeah, and today I got here on gas with 12 miles, and now it has so little gas, it just goes low fuel. It won't even count down.
Right. I expect yours to be complete chaos because you're always running behind.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would see that you're grabbing and you're out the door, then you get halfway here and then realize you forgot this and blah, blah, blah. And that's
one time
an everyday
I forgot
occurrence.
To wear a bra. And I got in the car and I was like, woo, I need to go back inside and get a bra.
I remember that day. It was January 6th. No, I do. January 6th, 2021.
It was the best day of his life.
I didn't say that. You pervert.
And so BJ's is pretty basic. You know, it's nothing.
My routine
not
is
exciting.
Boring as hell.
Yeah,
okay.
Right?
It really is because it's so routine.
Yeah. But then we talked to Carson. He puts under eye gel on.
Yeah.
So his eyes are depuffed before he gets to work.
Listen, I mean, so there's a lot of days, like, I'll go to the Avs game and I'll be out till really late, or I'll go to a concert and be out
Thank
really
God
late.
You put the depuffer on because I wouldn't want to see you any other way.
I just do it so I don't look, I mean, I'm tired, don't get me wrong, but I do it so I'm not like, really noticeably tired, okay.
Well, it's your slurring that kind of
yeah.
goes
yeah.
Well, I can't help that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. For me, it's the smell of alcohol.
Right, yeah.
After pretty much tells me.
After an Avs game, the last thing we're worried about is your puffiness under your eyes.
But yeah, I do put a little cream under my eye, you know, just to make the puffiness go away.
I don't know if people have a bizarre morning routine for the most part.
Yeah, I feel like
I feel like it's pretty basic for everybody.
Yeah.
I get up at 4 a.m. and my routine is the same every single day. I do lay out what clothes I'm going to wear the next day.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to create noise in the house because others are sleeping.
Well,
because
they're all sleeping. Yeah. Right, yeah.
And so I try to be respectful of that, and I'm sly. And I don't want to wake the dogs. I don't want them barking either.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm out the house.
Yeah.
And straight to here.
I know. I mean, I think that if you're an influencer, you have to make it a little more exciting.
I do too.
You know? You have to have your Saratoga water and your ice cubes and your lemons.
And your mouth tape.
Yeah. What was that for? So no wrinkles?
So it's this whole new thing, and I'm seeing a lot of people doing it and talking about this mouth tape, but it's got a slit in the middle of it, and apparently you put it on at night and you don't snore.
My teammate uses it.
Snoring.
What?
My teammate Brady uses it. His girlfriend makes him wear it because he snores all the time. So she put mouth tape on him. And the first time I saw him using it, it's like, that's goofy looking. What is that for? It's for snoring.
Who's Brady?
Brady plays on my paintball team.
Never heard about Brady.
Yeah.
Me either.
What?
Well, he uses mouth tape.
You don't have to be.
I or a Y?
Y. It's a Y.
What's with all the B names? Brandon. Now we got Brady.
Yeah. I don't.
Next week we'll start with the C's.
We're just going down the alphabet.
You always
Brady's
have a friend.
Real, man.
It's like Hurricane.
You always have a friend, dude. Always.
He uses mouth tape.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay,
Brady. Uh-huh. Right. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Appreciate it, buddy. Don't forget, more Frey tickets coming up this afternoon with the Slacker Show. We have ours again tomorrow morning at 7:30 to win. Brady, huh? Brady. Mouth tape, Jamie.
Yeah, mouth tape.
Yeah, you
my
with
friend
this?
Brady. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friend Brady.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.